Show.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
.33 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. There are some people that are holding. I'm going to clear out the phone lines, and then we will get right into Under Oath. Let's go to Eric. Eric, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Mike. I just want to, first of all, say that you guys have a great team. And
I agree.
Yes. I have an issue. I want to ask you a question, man.
Sure.
My grandson's father just killed himself. Do I take him to the funeral or not?
Okay, I got to be honest with you, Eric. I got a little bit of a problem here. And I since we're about to do Under Oath, I'll just slip into Under Oath right now. You are bugging the hell out of me right now. Didn't you call Drew and ask the exact same thing?
I did, and I'm just trying to get your opinion on the morning show.
No, you're just trying to be a media whore now. You're using a tragedy to your advantage to try and be, you're enjoying the attention that you're getting, and you're being a media whore. You called Drew's show, and then Fox 13 did a little piece on it, and you're like, oh, look at me, I'm kind of famous now, and now you're being disgusting with it. Move on, make your own decision, and let the kid live the rest of his life. Stop calling radio stations. You're making yourself look stupid now. Thank you. All right, now we could do Under Oath. Here we go.
Well, we're going to have to go to court.
Court? No.
Your Honor.
No, I'm not going to go to court.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All rise.
The Mike Calta Show
is now under oath.
Yeah, we are.
Here we go.
Let's do 6 and 9 instead.
Oh, man.
What?
Off the cuff. Make them up. Here we go.
Okay, I got some facts for you.
I have a bunch of emails. Let's start with some phone calls because that's always the best. Let's go through the phone calls. By the way, I'm not trying to be harsh on that guy, but I just hate that. That's a very...
Oh, yeah, I get it.
That's a Mark Lunsford thing. It was a tragedy that he lost his daughter, but then all of a sudden he thought he was a celebrity afterwards. Let's go to David. David, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, David?
Good morning, Mike. Hey, last week you went through all the guys on the show and girls and asked them if they had to choose from one person to let go, who would it be? I can't remember if that question ever got back to you, but I'm going to ask you, if you had to pick one person to get rid of on the show, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's such a hard question because I kind of picked everybody to be here, so I don't know why I would pick anybody to go, but... Like, I'd have to think of who would be the least significant loss to the show. And Gio's shaking his head because he knows.
I see you.
Who's most important? Why don't we go from most important to least important?
That wasn't the question.
Stick to the question.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I mean, that was your thing that you said, who has the least significance, so who would have the most?
I feel like Joe should volunteer.
Getting coffee in the morning doesn't consider very important.
This is true. Who would you pick, sir? You tell me your answer, and then I'll tell you mine.
I'd probably have to say Joe.
Oh. I'd probably have to say Joe, too, and the reason why is because Joe was hired to do video, and my priority here is audio. I'm mostly caring about the radio show, and although Joe has come forward this year mostly as being a great character on the show, that was an extra advantage that we have. I've been friends with Joe the longest of any of these people, but unfortunately, if it came down to it, if we had to do it, it would have to be Joe, and then I
good
would.
Good luck on your future endeavors.
Oh my God!
Thanks, everybody. You're welcome for Bone TV. Enjoy it.
You didn't ask who I love the most, though. That might be Joe.
There you go.
Thank you, sir, for making that weird right out of the gate. Yeah. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. We're under oath. What do you got, Tim?
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, I have a question for you about your endorsements, specifically your Walsh Roofing endorsement.
Sure.
I am in dire need of a roof of my house. And I hear you when you start your endorsements, you kind of go off on like a freestyle, and you add your own little bit to it before you get to the scripted part of it.
Right?
Can I as you endorse Walsh Roofing? Can I trust everything you say about Walsh Roofing? Because I'm kind of nervous about the first two bids that I have on my house and the fact that I have to deal with my insurance company and making the claim. Would you endorse them if you didn't, or would you
let me explain to you. I know
outside of the show?
Yeah, let me explain to you, and I'll tell you the exact 100% truth. And I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. Back when I was on the country radio station, before I was married and I was living with my wife, I was doing this endorsement for a product that you took two capfuls of it before you went to sleep, and it helped you lose weight while you were sleeping. And I would get on the air and do these miraculous commercials about I'm losing weight, and I'm not doing any exercise, I'm not doing anything, I'm just taking these two capfuls of the... Meanwhile, I think I gained 60 pounds during the year. It was the most unbelievably untrue, terrible thing. And I said, I can't do this. I cannot tell people if I want to grow in this community to do something I don't believe in. I endorse Stingray Chevrolet. I have bought several cars from Stingray. My dad bought some. My brother buys them. I sent all my friends there. Keep in mind that my best friend owns a car dealership, my best friend in the world, and I fully endorse Stingray Chevrolet. And then the Golden Diamond Source, I have spent, I don't even want to think of how much. I bought my wife's second and third wedding rings there. I buy all my jewelry there. I wouldn't dare go anywhere else. Walsh Roofing Services came to me as a bidder on my roof. They were somebody that was introduced to me through Super Heat and Air. He said, I know a guy that does roofs. You should have him on here and let him give you an estimate. He gave me the estimate. He said, this is how it's going to work. We're going to go this, 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 and this. And when I came back, my roof was done everything that they said to a T. I still have a good relationship with Walsh. And then I talked about how much I liked him on the air. And then people responded to that. And then he became a customer of the radio station. He put a new roof on my house way before he was ever a client, way before I was doing the endorsement. It's the same thing with any of the endorsements. It's much better if you're like Galvin does Venice Outdoor Sports. I now could say that I can totally endorse them. I met the guys. I know the guys. They know their business. They brought me an e-bike. I ride the e-bike. I know about I'm not going to tell you to do something unless I know about it firsthand. So that goes for Walsh and everybody else.
Okay. I know you in the commercial. You definitely say that they will help you with everything without through the whole process, and that's really kind of what I'm looking for because
it's a big deal.
I don't know. I feel like the insurance company is going to just jack me over and not give me what I'm due for my claim.
I will tell you this too, sir, and this is nothing really to do with Walsh, but the insurance company did try to jack me over, and I ended up having to. Threatened to sue them, and we went to mediation on it, and that may end up happening, and you'll have to do some due diligence on your own if that's what happens. But I don't know your case, but I can assure you that Walsh Roofing Services, Super Heat and Air, Stingray Chevrolet, Team Borum, I would not endorse a product or a service for you if I didn't know for sure that it was the best thing for you.
Another question.
Oh, my God, dude. Come on.
Spanish. I was going to say, we just had Super Heat and Air at our place yesterday fixing the AC, and they had it done lickety-split.
My fingers are literally blue. Yeah. I have blue fingers, it's so cold in here.
Under oath, is this guy asked too many questions now?
Look, I
almost called and asked Dom the same question yesterday because I don't know if I need legal representation with my insurance company because I hear so many horrible stories about people do get just screwed over by their insurance company.
No, well, look, let them know your concerns right out of the gate and let them help you like they help me. Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. All right, let's go right to the emails. I showed the boys in here the list of emails. I'm just going to roll through them. And first one is up from, it looks like Glenn. In regards to Sporkle, Galvin has never beaten Mike in the yearly totals until last year when you started broadcasting from your home studio. There is an obvious delay issue which led to Galvin winning more often than he has ever before. Why does Galvin not recognize this, and why does he act like a bad sport and a total prick when Mike goes to the judge and gets the point?
That's so weird. Who is that signed by? Your mom?
What?
No.
Why did I do it right?
No. I've already said, obviously there's a delay. We've already said that. We know that. But I've beat Mike over there at his house. I've beat Mike in here whenever he plays. There's more wins. Possibly because of the delay for last year, but okay. What do you want me to do? Come fix the delay, guy, Glenn. I don't know what to tell you. It's a competition, and if you're not competing, you're Spanish.
That's right.
You know what? That's fair. That's
very specific.
Very fair.
Dear Mike, is it true that Gio's breath when it was at its worst, could melt the paint on your Hummer.
Fact.
I can honestly tell you that that came from my wife, and I have never smelled Gio with bad paint.
I will tell you that I saw him out in your driveway getting a dent out of the Hummer with his breath. It was unbelievable.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to... this question is for you, Mike. Building on fire, and you can only save one. Which one is it? Robert Kelly, Bert Kreischer, or Pete?
Ooh. Oh,
that's a good, it's a good trifecta. Yeah,
whatever way you're going, you have some heavy lifting.
They all
ahead.
Have kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which do you think it would be?
If you could only save one out of Bert, Bobby, and Pete, you would save Pete.
I agree with Galvin.
You would save Pete because you're closest to Pete for the longest, and you're closest to his son, and I would say Pete.
And he means the most to you.
Do you think Bobby's listening?
No. Maybe.
I don't know. It would be so tough. But I'd let Bert burn. I'll tell you that.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. It's so hot. Oh, my God. Seriously, we've been friends for so long. I was going to put you in the movie.
Pete or Bobby, and it would be so tough.
I probably have to take Pete.
Yeah.
We heard you. He said Pete. That's right, Pete. I'm texting Bobby right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Pap.
Oh, God.
Yes. Have you ever accidentally or on purpose seen Karishma naked?
Oh.
Ding dong.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one. No, I have not. However, I have seen her in a robe before. Just a robe.
But you've tried, is what you're saying.
No, no,
he's
no.
Tried. No, that's
right.
Sure.
Yeah,
he's
no,
right.
No, I was not trying. Our doors face each other, and she always makes him leave the door open in the morning. So when I come out, sometimes I see her in bed, and I have to avert my eyes.
Avert? Yeah. I go like this.
Well, I mean, she just texted me and said you're a little pervert. So
I have another one. Since I'll go stick to Whore Island. Spanish.
Yes.
Would you rather?
Oh man. Oh man.
Have $1 million cash in a briefcase right here. Here's $1 million for
you.
Okay. Or be 6 inches taller.
That's a good one.
Question.
You can change the clocks and everything.
Yeah, does becoming 6 inches taller, does it hurt that process or no?
Does it hurt? Like they stretch you? No.
Like literally.
No, you wake up tomorrow and you're 6 inches taller.
6 inches taller.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God. Then I look Gio right in the eyes and tell him his breath is terrible.
I'm looking on Twitter, and it said that guy also called Johnny B. Show last
night. Oh, Jesus, dude.
I'm trying to capitalize on the debt, a family death.
Oh,
my
God.
I got one here from Jacob to Papap.
Oh, boy.
Papap, how do you feel about Galvin off the air? I love Galvin, but he can be kind of a dick to Joe. But does Papap consider Galvin a friend?
Well, let me just say it to you this way. Yeah, I do consider... I'm friendly with most everybody, and one of my big deals is, you know, I'll be friendly with you if you're not a dick.
Yeah.
Galvin and Gio are both exceptions to that.
Carmen, I believe this one is for you.
Okay.
Is Chad the biggest wiener you've ever had?
Oh, come on. I got to be honest. No, but he's up there.
Up where?
Well, that leads to the next question. Of everyone on the show who had butt stuff done to them, who liked it?
I did.
I did not. Yeah. I did not.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Depends how much tequila I've drank.
Nope.
Note to self, buy Carmen tequila before belly kisses.
Cinco de Mayo.
Mike, if you had to get rid of one show between Roger and JP or Drew Garabo Live, which would it be?
Ooh. Mm.
Interesting.
How do I answer that?
Honestly?
Well, I know, but I'm trying to think of why I would have a reason to get rid of either one of them. I like them both. Uh-huh. I listen to them both. I would say that I find myself listening to Roger and JP a little bit more, maybe because I'm in the car more during those times. I don't really know. I wouldn't get rid of either one of them, but maybe if I could... I would keep Roger and JP.
Mm.
If everyone on the show had to choose a roommate to live with for the rest of their life, who would it be? Spanish and Papap have to pick somebody else.
Oh.
That's a good one. Carmen, who would you live with?
You. You have the best house.
Oh. Oh, wow. This is, I got to tell you, I also have tequila.
Yeah, and belly kisses. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love it there.
All right. And compared to Chad, you wouldn't really mind that much. Gio?
I would choose Carmen.
Calvin?
That is a difficult one. I first off thought Spanish.
Yeah.
Because I could tell Spanish. I'd be like, hey, dude, just leave me alone. You know what I mean? But then also, if you pick Spanish, Karishma's there, which is a good thing. But it's also like I'm whispering all the time. And it's like, come on. I got to explain movies to him and stuff. I don't know. Gio, I think, would be fine. Gio would, you know, I think Gio and I would just leave each other alone.
Yeah.
Unless we were watching UFC, then, you know, I mean, probably Gio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I would go with that.
All right.
Pap?
It'd be you, Michael, for sure. I wouldn't care what house you lived in.
What if I live in your house?
That'd be totally fine with me. Doesn't matter. It could be in that little pink house that your daughter
lives
in.
I don't think we'd both fit in there. Yeah.
He'd take the AC back out.
In Spanish?
I mean, I think I'd pick you too, Michael.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you already got Carmen and Joe over here. Might as well join the party.
Yeah.
I would pick Joe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes!
You don't really get to live
here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Galvin, this is a question for you from the same person. If you were offered your own show with a 20% raise, would you take it?
No. That's pretty easy for me. I mean, this show is a great show. We have you know, good chemistry and everything. I think, and plus, I'm not really into trying to do my own show. Everyone always thinks that, which is funny. And I've always equated it to football. I'm a great running back. I can play quarterback if you needed me to, but I don't want to play quarterback. I'm going to be running back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. I have one.
Wait, hold on. Let me read this final one because it's quick. Okay. Mike, if you could kiss Tom Brady on the lips, would you? Without a doubt.
I think about it often.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carmen.
This is for Gio. It's Wednesday. You started a diet on Monday. Have you cheated yet?
I have not. I can honestly say I have not.
He hasn't here.
Miserable for it.
I'm
miserable right now.
He does look miserable.
Yeah. That's how he always looks.
I have another one for Gio. Gio, if it meant Spanish would be fired immediately.
What?
And knew the reason was because you took over as executive producer, would you take over as executive producer? Which would mean, you know, you'd be full-time, you would have his benefits and whatever salary you negotiated and stuff.
You'd kill me because obviously I'd have to commit suicide after that, so just keep that in mind.
But I mean, he full well knows that you had the decision of saying yes or no. If you say yes, you're executive producer and Spanish is immediately fired.
This is a very, very easy answer. Yes. It's not personal. It's merely business, dude.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Then the breaks.
Yeah.
This comes from Linda to Gio. Does Gio really know who wins the point in Sporkle, or does he just guess?
I would say 98% of the time, yes.
Bing, 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 bing.
Every once in a while, I've looked to Joe because I think I missed a point.
No help here. Yeah. You know there's no help here.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the air. We're under oath. What do you got, Dave? Hi, Dave. Hi, Dave. Uh-oh. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air. We're under oath. What do you got, Mike?
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Mike.
Carmen, good morning.
Morning.
Minus Spanish, excluding Spanish, you're ready to have a baby. Pick one member on the show to be the father of your child.
Good question, sir. Good question.
You're thinking genetics. You're thinking all that type of stuff.
Mike.
Oh.
He's a great dad. He wants a baby.
Galvin and I are not good fathers.
Gio. I mean, come on. Pap, I think he's all dusty already. So.
I'd give you a run for your money, Carmen.
That's not happening. And then Galvin, he's never really wanted his own child, so I think the obvious choice is Mike.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
He didn't say we had to help raise it. You get your own baby with me. I'd be like, there's your baby.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, he's tall. He's funny.
Here's your baby.
Hey, lady, there's your baby.
Listen, I saw a picture of Joey yesterday. He's working out. He's got muscles. You know,
that crazy. Right.
Not you, Joe. That's his son. Oh, you don't work out or have muscles.
By the way, that's all I mean.
Not fat muscles.
That's all.
Not
I mean.
Any muscles.
I have one for Mike.
All right.
Yes.
So if they come to you tomorrow and they say you have to choose between this show and the Calta and Kelly show. Now, you're going to make the same amount of money, same everything, but you have to choose. You can only do one show. Which one are you choosing?
Good question.
Is it a good question?
I think so.
Everything stays the same.
I think it's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. I wouldn't. This is my show.
Oh.
The other thing was. The other thing is. I said it was a hobby, and Bobby got mad at me, so I will no longer call it a hobby. But I love doing the show with Bobby, and we love doing it, but this is what got me here.
Now you have to call him and tell him it's over.
No, it's not over.
I have a question.
Burned in a fire.
Yes.
Carmen.
She's on the phone. Hang on.
We'll go to the phone line. All right, well, will you wait? I'll ask
I'm
this
here.
Lawyer.
Okay.
This guy said, Mike, how often are you high or drunk when you record commercials, Red? You always sound like you're high.
Oh, my God.
John, I am never high or drunk. I don't drink ever during... the last time I drank in my house is when Spanish and Joe were here for a wine thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drink during the week. I have a slow everything. And butthole eyes.
It's amazing. You don't drink, yet you're... You know, your alcohol keeps disappearing.
Yeah, I wonder why. This guy over there. The old wizard.
Yeah.
Carmen.
Yes.
What annoys you the most about each member on the show?
Good one.
Ooh. I would say your volume. Oh, it wasn't for me.
Come on,
go ahead, Carmen.
Come on.
Keep in mind, I'm your baby's daddy.
Yes.
Do we have to talk to John Ratzenberger? This is going so good.
I could cancel
what
it.
What time
is
it? 9:10. Then we have to cut this short. Yeah. What do you
it's
think?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Hey, Cliff East, you have to cancel it.
Yeah, you want me to cancel
Will
it?
Will they be mad?
Yeah, it's a little known fact that you're boring. And,
I mean, I'd like to talk to him.
You want me to see if I could push it back to 9:20?
No.
All right.
So we're on a good roll now. I don't want to stop it to slow it down and talk to the mailman that was popular 30 years
then
ago.
Then I will cancel it.
I did want to talk to him, though, but I'm sorry.
I got you.
Wishful thing. All right, now we could relax. Go ahead. Carmen, answer that question.
Oh, damn it. What annoys?
I'll go by, tell me what is the annoying. What annoys you the most about Gio?
About Gio is he's mean.
To you or in general?
To me, to everybody.
I feel he's nice
not
to
something
me.
More specific.
Very nice.
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, he's nice to Mike, but he's mean to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who are you? Who are you to be mean to people?
You're mean to me.
Well.
What about Joe?
Joe... The fingering the ponytail really grosses me out.
Yeah, it's sick when he does it and he licks his lips.
And just like the fact that it keeps getting said, I like, please stop.
Carmen, if you want me to come over there and finger your ponytail,
I'm offering keep your my fingers services. Away from me.
All right, Spanish.
Spanish. He
annoys you that he has a girlfriend.
Come on.
No, sometimes he like. Lies, and I don't know if he knows that he's lying, but like he'll tell
liar.
He'll tell a story one way, and then he tells a story a different way, and he's like, "I never said that."
Sometimes little details they make the story better,
right? So, but like sometimes, and you're like, "No, you definitely said this before," and he's like, "No, I didn't." And
I will tell you that I do have a bad memory, and you and Karishma have corrected, and you've corrected me on some stories,
maybe
and I admit
like,
that I don't
it's
remember
like
it.
Rob said you're the fakest guy in the world.
That, I don't bring that.
I think he just smokes too much weed, so he just
That's
forgets
probably
a lot.
True,
That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
I forgot yesterday was Tuesday. I thought yesterday was Wednesday, so.
Yeah, he texted me about something. I said, relax.
Yeah, I was like, ah.
All right, what about Galvin?
Hang on, let me stare at you while you answer.
Not fair.
No, but like because I'm the only one in the room with him, sometimes when he gets mad at you guys about Sporkle or something, he tries to talk to me and wants me to confirm, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
That is so true.
It's scary, so I just look down.
I mean, it was ridiculous, right? And then she just like, I have Uber Eats with me.
I gotta run.
All right, and what about me, your baby's daddy?
Sometimes you can be mean too, and you don't know you're being mean.
I mean, meaner than me, though, right?
No, you're the meanest person I know.
Like, when was the last time I was mean that you think I didn't know I was being mean?
Well, maybe that you know. Okay, so how about this? You know that you're being mean, and you just don't care that you're being mean.
No, I well, when give me like an example of when I've been mean.
It hasn't been in a while, so I just that's the last thing I can remember.
I thought for sure you were going to say that he makes you do extra work and doesn't care about your time.
No, okay. I mean that's what bosses.
Because that's what you complain about all the time. While we're in here together.
Yeah. I don't talk to
while
you,
Galvin. About Sparkle.
Wait, what did she say now? What did
No, Galvin, are you telling the truth?
I'm totally telling the truth.
What have I said?
That you'll put together best of, and then Mike will go, I have an idea. And you'll be like, I just spent a week putting together 2 weeks worth of best of, and now he wants me to switch it all around.
True.
Yeah.
That is, yes.
Thank you. There you go. Under
Thank you. Yeah. So that is very annoying.
Sorry, that happens.
Doesn't consider your feelings.
He's always like, yeah, put this. It'll be fine. Just do whatever you want. And then a week before best of, I need to see everything. I need to double check it to make sure it's what I want in there.
Wow. It's not what I want because I don't want to go on vacation and get bombarded with tweets and say you're playing the same best of you guys played last time you played best of.
I have a system where I actually
just regurgitate the old stuff.
No, not true. That's what Spanish did.
That's not true.
Here it comes.
I go through the last three best ofs that I've done and make sure that there's no repeated segment. And if there is, it's only because it's like a time filling situation. Uh-huh. I make sure. And if it is repeated, that's because either the board op or the carts didn't.
15 years worth of shows. We shouldn't have to repeat anything.
Right. And that's why I try not to do it. But also, there's some things that we can't play anymore because the times have evolved.
15 years, three good weeks.
Yeah. That's it.
I have one that says, Mike, between Galvin, Gio, Spanish, and Pap, who, in your opinion, has the least attractive wife?
Oh, man.
I wish I didn't read that live.
Oh, man.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to think.
I feel solid.
Jenny, Jamie, Karishma, and Zoe. Oh, man.
Come on.
I got to tell you. Look, let's be honest. What are you talking about?
I mean, you got to take
your own wife?
No, you got to take personality into account as well.
No. He did not say personality.
It's the total package, man.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I don't know.
My wife has never slammed a loaf of bread at me in the middle of a show.
You probably didn't deserve it.
Your wife tries to make you shrimp, though. That's a good thing. I don't. How do I answer? I don't think any of them are not attractive. Like, they're all attractive.
Not an answer.
That wasn't a question. Boy.
Wow. Good luck.
I don't know how this works.
List them.
Come on.
Best to worst. Worst to best.
No.
You want to throw Chad in the mix to help?
No, you want to just straight out say the worst?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say, like, who the best and who the middle and all that stuff. I might as well just put the one that I'm least attracted to.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that she's unattractive.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, my God.
Stop looking
to you.
At you.
I'm not looking at you.
Yes, you are.
I might answer this in reverse on you guys. Oh, God. Karishma's hot. She's got a nice body. She's cute.
She does, yeah.
What?
Jenny's attractive. I've known her for a long time.
Oh, man, come on.
Zoe's too skinny for me. I'll have to say Zoe.
There it is.
Oh, but I don't think she's unattractive. I'm just saying, if I was going to pick one... Zoe's too skinny. She would not be in my room, although I would make sweet love to her.
Congratulations, Joe. You have the ugliest girlfriend.
No. Goodbye.
Is that after Chad, too?
And that's the end. That's the end of Under Oath. We'll be back right after this.
She's going to be very upset.
I find her to be attractive, but in the order of which one of them is my type, she's probably the least. So what you're saying
is Joe is worthless and his girlfriend's ugly. That's what you're saying.
Wow.
Because you said he is the least worthy to be on the show. And his girlfriend, you don't have sex.
I find it a lot easier to say he's useless than it is to say I'm not attracted to Zoe. Oh, my God.
She's attracted to you, Michael.
She's not. That's not true.
She likes everybody on this show.
I like her, too. Mm-hmm. And I think she's attractive.
She likes everybody on the show except you.
Yes, except for me.
Oh, my God.
Her least favorite.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that hurts. That really hurts. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on line six. Good morning, Jeff. We're under oath and we're suffering.
Yeah, hi,
Mike.
Yeah, hi. If Cox Media Group made you go back to the studio and do the show from the studio, would you?
No. I mean, here's the deal. I'm under contract with them for another year, and I don't really know what the contract says legal-wise, whether I have to listen to them if they demand it, but they've been pretty good, and there's no advantage to it. There's nothing. Our ratings came out yesterday, and we are the highest we've ever been. We're demolishing everybody in this market, and I'm not even bragging. I'm just looking at numbers. So why they'd want to rock the boat, I don't know. And if they did, I would be, at this point, have to be cautious. I would say things are so good now. Why would we change it? And I also will tell you that getting that extra hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep has changed my life. I feel like a happier, healthier person, and why they would want me to not be as mentally healthy as I am now, I don't know. So, no, I would definitely fight it, Jeff.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to Jose. Jose, good morning. We're under oath. What do you got?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Canceled. Canceled.
I have a question for Joe. Gio.
Gio, for you. Jose, go.
Last time you lost your credit cards and Gio found them, did he really find them or he stole them?
Good question, sir. Good question.
I 100% found the cards.
Liar.
In the car floor.
But did you have anything to do with putting them there?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yes, liar.
Did you take them out of your pocket and put them there?
I did not.
Liar. Did you know that they were there?
I did not. One thing I would never mess around with is somebody's finances, their money. You know, that's something you do not mess around with.
Yeah, but not that you were going to keep it, but you could be like, the hero. Give them a little scare and be a hero.
No, I don't mess with people's money. That's the one thing you don't do.
All right, that's his answer.
One thing?
Well, that's a big thing. You don't mess with somebody's money.
You can insult their girlfriend. That's
what
you were also going to fire Spanish, which he would have no money.
I got a question for Mike. typical interview question. Maybe you're taking the show into other markets, and they say, if you had to point out a weakness from every member of your show, what would that glaring weakness be?
Oh, whose idea was it to do this? Okay, I'll start with Joe.
Of course you will. Your girlfriend. What? Sorry. What? You said glaring weakness.
Okay.
Come on.
Right. Mike, if you don't want to say it, you can just say, you know. Everybody listening will get it.
Damn.
Or everybody watching.
I will say Joe's weakness as the video guy.
His video?
His competent video?
Is his lack of...
video knowledge?
keeping up with the video technology.
No, the GoPro's looking great.
The GoPro's
great.
Hey, that VCR has 8 heads.
Spanish.
Yeah, me next, please.
Is self-confidence. The only thing he's lacking is self-confidence.
Don't add stuff.
Gio, God.
I thought for sure you were going to roll right into me. Galvin, self-confidence. He has too much of it.
Galvin, what is the question? These are things that you're...
Glaring weakness.
What is the weakness?
Glaring weakness.
I don't know that Galvin has a glaring weakness, because even Galvin's things that you see as a fault, I think, are a strength for him. Like, I like the fact that he and I argue, because I don't want to get along all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I wouldn't change that, because I believe Galvin's stubbornness is not a weakness. It's a strength in his case. So I don't really know...
I have an iron will. Breaking news. The Facebook oversight board has decided to uphold former President Donald Trump's suspension from the platform. Bye-bye, 2024. You're going to say something else great about me.
I would say the stubbornness is good. He doesn't have jealousy issues. He's not...
these all sound like good things.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think of what would be the one thing that...
My weakness is I care too much.
He loves Led Zeppelin too much. I don't know. He likes dogs too much.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. He doesn't want to admit that he's a dog guy.
No, I'm a dog guy. Right, I admit it.
He's perfect. Gio, I don't know. I don't know if Gio has a weakness. He hasn't shown it yet. He hasn't been here long. I mean, if I'm missing something, tell me.
He's a liar.
Balance.
Can't get any bucks on.
Balance.
He nearly Kool-Aided your wall the other day.
Oh, my God.
The bucks thing's not my fault.
No, I was totally kidding also, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. There's no glaring weakness. No.
Doesn't really know about football.
His demeanor. I think that it's just a dour, negative demeanor in general.
I disagree.
I also don't like, Joe, that you have no seats for purchase.
It's kept me alive, Michael.
And Carmen, her glaring weakness is punctuality.
Oh.
Now, Spanish, what's Mike's weakness?
Which, by the way, I don't care about. What's my weakness? Go ahead.
What is your...
You can each go around and point out a weakness if you'd like.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying, like, if you want to get it out now.
I don't really even know that. It's hard to say because you're the one who's taught me everything I know, really. I guess if I had to say one thing that I think is your weakness is sometimes you put a little more stock in people than I think you should. like a rock.
Oh, man, I agree
tunnel.
With that.
Yeah. Which is not a bad thing. But yeah, but that's the thing. That's not a bad thing. But if sometimes you, I would say that you allow it to go a little further than normal, which is, again, not a bad thing. You're giving people an honest, fair shake. So
I would agree. An unwillingness to tell people that their time is up.
Don't look at me.
What do you do? Why do you have to do this every day? Every day it's the same thing.
At least I remember your wife's name, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, he's got it written down on his
hand. Yeah, Vanessa.
I would say you're constant lying.
Wow. Mine?
No, Mike's.
Oh.
Lying?
Yeah.
To whom?
Everyone you've ever met on every social media platform. Yourself. You're an optimistic liar.
That's what it was.
Might be true.
Yeah.
Dave, you're on the air. We're under oath. What do you got, Dave?
Yeah, so going around the table, why did you guys make fun of Ryan Hoppe and Mo? I mean, you make... I'm not mad. I'm just curious. Or is that just part of the skit because each person has a...
First off, it's called a sketch. And
I think it's very obvious why they're both the front of all the
time. I think we make fun of them because they're part of the crew. Like, here's the thing. If you don't hear us making fun of someone, we probably don't actually like them. If we're making fun of them, they're part of our team and we're busting balls, and we do that to all of us. If somebody gets a good bust on me, I love it. I'm like, oh, man. You know, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like his movie and stuff you guys put down.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. That's awesome. No, we were being honest. That's terrible.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mo is a 50-something-year-old, 7-foot black guy with a white guy trapped inside him.
Yeah.
He loves David Bowie and poetry.
He loves Dogecoin right now. He thinks he's going to be rich.
He's not.
He's going to be a father.
By the way, it's up to like 66, I think, right now.
Yeah. And what'd Mo put in it? $300?
Yeah.
I have $340 now.
I got a baby coming.
He's like, I'm just trying to get to 2,000 shares.
Yeah, my daughter's more successful than I am in media.
Then Hoppy is a 7-foot giant. So, those are things. John, go ahead. We're under oath. You're on the air. What do you got, John?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Carmen, Spanish, and Calvin.
Morning.
My question... All right, no problem. Have you ever got your dog back? I'm going to explain it. You know, your dog's laying in your lap, and he lets one off, and it smells really bad. Have you ever reversed it and let one off on the dog?
I haven't, but my daughter farts on the dog all the time.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think she does it on purpose. She's just in the area. Mm. Yeah.
I don't, but I point out. I go, oh, my God, what is going on? And then I have a talking to with him, but I don't fart back on him.
Liars!
I farted on Joe the other day.
All right.
Carmen, there's two questions for you.
Okay.
Well, this one's for me about you. Does it bug us all as much as it bugs this guy? How many times Carmen says, what?
No, because I've never noticed it until that. I still don't really know.
He said it's 200 times a show. Doesn't bother me. And for Carmen, this guy wants to know if you do a certain act. I don't know how to say it.
Show me on the camera.
Oh, okay. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I do that?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I do not. But I like that.
You like it done to you.
Right.
Who doesn't?
But someone won't do it.
Oh, really?
Chocolate rain.
Carmen, someone will.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people will.
Under oath.
Good to know.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the air. We're under oath. Final couple of phone calls, and then we're going to wrap this up. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, absolutely love you guys. I've been wanting to run into Spanish one day at an event just to ask him this question, Alan, to get to ask it in front of millions of people.
Oh, boy.
Several years ago,
you made love to my wife.
Oh, God.
Several years ago, he was with Kelly in the bedroom, and she let out a disgusting fart. And then she wanted to have sexy time afterwards.
How do you know this? Did
we talk about this?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the mood, and what was it like when you had to go face to face with her when you got home after telling that story in front of millions of people?
That's a good question.
I can tell you, sir, none of those days ever go well when you tell a story like that on the air. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure when she saw me when she got home, she was displeased, to say the least. Yeah. There was uncomfortable, you know, signs and no love making for quite a bit.
You got punished.
Yeah, I was punished.
I guess.
You were already punished. She farted.
I know, yeah. She had some good ones.
I find Kelly to be very attractive.
So do I.
Even if she farted, I would still bang her.
Yeah, well, I think she was more mad that I told everybody that. So that's fair.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Pete. Pete, good morning. War Under Oath. You're on the air. What do we got?
I got a question. What the hell does applesauce mean?
One time when we were doing Sporkle, Carmen read applause as applesauce by accident. So now whenever we clap for Carmen...
Oh, I thought it was something way better than that. No,
but now whenever Carmen does something, we always go, applesauce.
Applesauce, everybody. Yeah.
Applesauce. Yay!
Yeah. Thank you.
And we actually get that question a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you know, there's some things we do that happened over so long ago.
Sure.
I always am surprised that more people from the radio station don't call in during Under Oath to take advantage of this moment.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Thank God.
It would be like if Mo called in and was like, a question for Gio. let's go to Scott. Scott, go ahead. We're Under Oath. You're on the air. What do you got, Scott?
Yeah, I was wondering, where do you see Spanish's career really going in radio, or is he always just going to be a yes man sidekick?
I mean, look.
Thank you for giving me sidekick, by the way.
No, I think
he's psychic.
Oh, yeah. Psychic. Oh, that makes more sense, yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine Spanish will stay with me, hopefully, as long as we do this show, and then when I retire, he could either move into a different role or
kill myself.
Keep that role for somebody else. I don't really know where his career is going.
Do you see him heading his own show at some point, or...
No, but here's the thing. Like, tonight, Spanish and Joe, because it's Cinco de Mayo, and they live together at Whore Island, they're going to be doing a live video thing, like a web thing, live as they drink tequila and eat tacos at Whore Island.
Instagram Live, yeah.
Yeah, that I think they'd be huge at, and I also think they'd be way better than me at that. So, do I see him sitting here and hosting the Anthony Policchemi show? No. But do I see him becoming an internet sensation?
An idiot that drinks tequila and eats tacos on video? Yes.
Next thing, he's fighting Mayweather.
Yes.
Yeah, so there is a possibility he can be way more successful.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, thanks. Let's go to Mike. I believe, Mike, you're going to be the last phone call of the day. What do we got, Mike? We're under oath.
Come on.
Well, I'm saying you're going to be the last one.
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, okay.
You were getting mad because you thought... Anyway, go ahead.
I got a very hypothetical question. If SiriusXM offered you and your XXX crazy man that you do not like $50 million a year to do a morning radio show, what would you do?
I mean, it would be hard to turn down $50 million. But...
And is there a time limit that he has to do it? Like, he has to do it for the next 5 years?
Oof.
Just
$50
say yes.
million a year for 5 years.
That's $250 million. I mean, what idiot wouldn't do that? Yeah, I'd take that, sir.
So you would sit with him every day and do a morning radio show?
Yes, and then I would leave at 10 o'clock, and I would count my money till 6 o'clock in the morning. If you would have said for $5 million a year, I'd said no. But if you said $50 million
a year. No, but they pay that kind of money. So
No, they don't. They pay that to one guy. Yeah.
One guy, and he's the greatest guy to ever do it,
So. Not everybody makes what Jordan makes.
Yeah.
By the way, you would stack your money up in front of you so you couldn't see him.
Right. By the way, I'm sure he would do the same thing for way less. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I can't end on that. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, you'll be the last call. Bobby, you're on the air. We're under oath. Your last call. Make it good. What do you got?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. You probably don't remember me from Instagram. You blocked me a couple times. Under oath. I got a good one for you. Are you ready, Mike?
Well, if I block... Oh, God.
Is this Bobby Kelly?
No, this ain't Bobby Kelly.
I thought it was Bobby Kelly. Terrible voice. Okay.
Can you tell me why I blocked you before you ask your question?
Because I was obnoxious about your New York Yankees, and you never gave me the answer about the Yankees. You always said to me, you quit being a Yankee fan after Jeter left.
Nope. I said I quit watching baseball after Jeter left.
After Jeter left? You're still a Yankee fan?
Yes, sir.
Yes
Thank
or no?
You.
Riveting. There you
yes.
go.
Yes. Have a great day. Well, we should have ended on the Bubba question. I mean, I can honestly tell you that your voice, if is any indication of what your Instagram was like, I could see why I blocked you.
I really thought that that was Bobby Kelly doing a character at first.
My God. Anyway, for up until that moron, everything was going great. Very good under oath today. I don't know. I feel the next time I see Zoe, I feel like it's...
Oh, yeah.
She's not going to... like.
That's going to be weird.
I don't think that she cares that I'm saying that I'm not attracted to her, but I don't want her to think that I don't find her attractive.
She's going to feel very upset.
Oh, my God.
I'm, believe me, Michael. Well,
I feel worse than the one thing that I was forced to say about her than I was about any of you people.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get yelled at probably all night tonight.
Oh, there's nothing new.
This well, it's not, you're right. I am used to it. I'm used to it. So
what?
Next time she's here,
yeah,
her and I will go in the bathroom alone, turn the lights off,
okay,
and we'll see if there's any attraction there.
All right.
Good luck.
Fair enough.
I'm a giver, Joe.
I know. I appreciate it.
Probably yell at
you. I do have to give your daughter a note. She told me to write a note from her friend Zoe and put it in on her door.
Oh,
because I know. Nice. Listen, she I know like you guys don't like her, but your daughter likes her. So there you go.
That makes sense.
Any other final questions in here for you? I do have one.
Oh no,
I would like to reverse that and do the I'll start with Carmen and then work to
okay.
the guys. Carmen,
yes.
Least to most attractive wives on the show.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Well, hey, look, I had to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm just not attracted to Karishma, so.
Oh.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful, God. But, you know, I love you, so that overpowers her attractiveness.
I love you. Oh. I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Actually.
And then I would go Zoe.
Oh. This is most or least?
Least.
Okay.
And then Jamie.
Least, not at the bottom.
And then Jenny. And then Amanda.
Okay. Pap?
All right. Well,
least to most.
Least. Gio's wife.
Oh my God. Don't take it out on Jamie that Gio's a jerk.
No, sorry. Then it's Chad because he doesn't have eyebrows. I can't. Can I not? I mean, that's
you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Then Karishma because she just seems like a sister kid to me.
Yeah.
So I can't be attracted to her.
I feel that, but I'm also still very attracted.
Yeah.
Then Jenny, then Zoe, then Amanda.
Oh,
wait,
I got through Zoe.
You did your own in there?
I put my own wife in there.
Don't you put your own wife in there? She's still not first?
No. Shh.
I didn't even realize that. I did not even realize that until you said it. That's great.
Confirmed.
Okay. Come on.
You're welcome.
No. Who's next?
You want me to go?
Spanish? Go ahead.
Okay, so least... probably would be Zoe just because I see her all the time. I see her all the time.
See her tonight.
There's no attraction there because I see her all the time.
You're gonna see her tonight.
Yeah.
You see Karishma all the time.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I like that. Then I'd probably go Chad, and then Jamie, Jenny, Amanda, and Karishma would be number one.
Okay. All right.
Do stuff.
Gio.
Least.
Here we go.
I mean. It's got to be Amanda because she talked and said I had bad
true.
Breath.
That's true.
I feel that was unfair because nobody else seemed to notice that.
Yeah, I did. Joe and I talk about it.
No, I stuck up for his stink breath.
As did I.
Then I would probably put, I would go Zoe,
of course.
Jenny, Karishma.
Yeah.
And Chad.
you find him, he's on the top? Chad's on the top.
Listen, he's got soft skin.
Yeah.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows, really.
Real soft right above his eyes.
Soft lips.
Galvin?
All right, so least to first. I would have to go Jamie. Then Karishma. Then Zoe. Then Amanda and Jenny.
Wow. A couple of constants between everybody.
Yeah. Interesting.
Good luck when you go home today.
Yeah.
Good luck when you go home.
Right now.
Well, you're the one who forget to put your girlfriend second.
It's going like, to be.
I was joking. These were jokes.
It's going to be double painful for her when she comes home because of this, and then we're going to be drunk by the time she gets home because of the Cinco de Mayo thing. So she's going to be pissed at you, Joe.
What time are you doing that?
5.
And where are you doing it from?
Instagram Live, yeah.
Oh, man.
Who's Instagram?
By the way, real quick, just so you know, we're so late. It's ridiculous.
Oh, are we really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I knew we wouldn't be able to talk to Ratzenberger.
Yep. Good call.
All right, so let's take a break.
And, all right, wait. Before we continue, I have to clear this up. I have to put Zoe on the top of my list.
No, too late.
I'm in.
Erroneous. You've already said it. Wow.
Erroneous.
Yeah. All right. You got in trouble the second you put her second.
Wow.
I do love your wife.
Yeah. Blew it.
Oh, whoa.
She makes sandwiches and everything.
It's been a while. Let's take a break. We come back, top of the hour, 10 o'clock, there'll be an opportunity for you to win $1,000 coming up with the bonus keyword. We will give that out.